This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. I-70 through Glenwood Canyon remains closed in both directions due to a flash flood warning. A monsoonal storm is moving across parts of the state this evening that could lead to heavy rainfall, including in the canyon, which has been hit hard this season with mudslides and debris flows. The National Weather Service says the warning will expire at 7:15. Meanwhile, Hanging Lake will be closed indefinitely after last month's mudslides in the Grizzly Creek burn scar area. U.S. forestry officials say the lake itself is fine for now, but debris from the mudslide near Glenwood Canyon caused major damage to the trail leading to the lake. The trail needs to be completely rebuilt. The Forest Service says the area around the lake will be closed for the rest of the season and possibly next year too. Officials and groups in Colorado are preparing for the arrival of refugees from Afghanistan. That includes the International Rescue Committee's Denver office. Here's Executive Director Jennifer Wilson.
We do see that many Afghans come to Colorado. Many have friends and family in the Denver area as well as in Colorado Springs, so we were expecting quite a few coming in.
According to the state's Department of Human Services, from last October to July, Afghan immigrants accounted for more than 40% of Colorado's so-called new arrivals. That includes people who came as refugees and on special immigrant visas, like those given to interpreters who worked with the U.S. military. Well, the Front Range isn't seeing much rain, if any, right now. Grand Junction is. It's 72 degrees there. In Vail, it's 70 degrees with rain in the area. And in Denver, it's 90 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. This is CPR News.